Okay? The inheritance is not of the law. It is by the promise of God. It's not like, what he's saying is, what he gave to Abraham was a promise to nations and the seed, right? But then what he gave to Israel was like, okay, you people, if you do this, then you will live. Okay, but that's not like, if you do this, then if you don't do this, everything I said to Abraham is going to fail. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then, serveth the law. It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come whom the promise was made. It was ordained in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And when he says that, he doesn't say anything more about that. And I'm always kind of like, hey, wait a second. Wait a second. He's just, it's almost like, I almost think it's one of those reflective sort of, he's just saying that. And it's like, wow, you know, there's what, one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ? Now, a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Whoa. Now, originally, Abraham, I believe the mediator of the law was Moses. But in the New Testament, it's Christ. God is one. But a mediator is not of one. How then is there a mediator? I definitely put this into my work I've recently done on the nature of God. And it's kind of odd in the middle of the Bible stuff. I like, I want to write this down because I need this for a later little bit of work I'm doing on my website, oraclesofgod.org. Writing a little doctrine stuff. In any case, it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. A mediator is someone who goes between. See, there's not a go-between is not a no-between, meaning there's got to be a between for a mediator. I mean, he acts between two parties. He doesn't mediate with one party, right? Because it's interesting that in the New Testament, Christ and the Spirit act as mediators, yet, you know, the God is a Spirit, and the Spirit of God, and Jesus is God, and there's mediation going on, and God is one. And so, yeah, it's, for me, that is enough right there. It's like, wow, woo, that's pretty cool. Some people have to make up explanations for it. Wherefore then, serveth the law. It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come whom the promise was made, ordained by angel in the hand of a mediator. So it was the law again against the promises of God. God forbid. See, the law was added because of transgression. You know, the people and sin. And as Paul has said, well, here he says right here, okay? We get to understand more about this law thing. Added because of transgression. Well, then it doesn't. What about the covenant? You know, well, you know, it can't make that void. See, that's the point. God forbid. Continuing in verse 21, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. If you could give a law that could bring life, then righteousness would come by the law. Thou shalt live! That's why the Lord hath given Jesus Christ said, God had given him a commandment. My Father gave me a commandment, which is eternal life. That is the commandment which Jesus received of God. Eternal life. As it said in Romans, grace shall reign through righteousness unto eternal life. See, grace, because you can't live forever without righteousness. And grace is needed to bring that about. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promises by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Maybe I'll just finish the chapter and reading it and then go back over all these verses. Verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's why you got to be baptized, really. Not because of law. Again, why would he? What did you? There's another rule and regulation. Some people say, oh, you don't need to be baptized, or it's just the Spirit. No. It means you go out and get wet, right? Not according to the law. Like, look at the thief on the cross. He didn't get baptized. Because he was too high up there on the cross to be baptized. Right? But we're not on the cross, are we? If we have an opportunity, we get baptized. Those of us who believe, anyways. If you don't believe, well, I guess you won't be baptized, will you? But that's what I mean by faith. Hey, baptizing the Christ, I believe I've been baptized. I got baptized because now I've put on Christ. By being baptized, I've put on Christ. I mean, what? There's nothing. That's the thing. Is like that you have to have faith to even believe that. What? You get dunked in water and you put on Christ? What are you, nuts? That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, what's water gonna do to make you Christ? Put him on. What's it, you know? Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, going back a little bit, remember we were saying, okay, the law was added because of transgressions. And I like the way he says, the scripture has concluded all under sin. And laws come in to really make us all sinners. And he said back in Romans again that, you know, the law causes sin to become exceeding sinful. Because you had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not lust. I mean, some people say, you know, it's man naturally thinks, well, you know, it's wrong to take my neighbor's wife, but I mean, if I look and nobody knows about it, what's the harm? Right? What's done in secret stays in secret. What's the big deal? Blessed is he that does not condemn himself in the thing he allows. Because that's the conscience playing. The scriptures came in to make men real big sinners. But even so, like I said, in Romans I taught this, that the conscience of man already brings him in guilty.